CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Rome, where Pope Francis remains in the hospital fighting a lung infection. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford with the latest from the Vatican.
This morning, it was simply to say that the night had passed peacefully and that the Pope had rested. They didn't say he'd rested well, but that he had rested.
She says we can expect another report later today.
The Pope has asked the Vatican to be transparent about the state of his health. We are told by his doctors that he knows it's serious. They've described it as critical, and indeed the Vatican yesterday evening repeated that the Pope was still in a critical condition, that he was not out of danger.
Well, the polls are open for today's national elections in Germany.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Germany's far-right anti-immigrant AfD party is expected to make big gains in today's elections. Elon Musk is a big fan, addressing the party's annual conference recently.
I think you are really the best hope for Germany.
But all of the other political parties have pledged not to form a coalition with the AfD, even if, as many polls predict, it comes in second in today's vote.
Well, as part of the ceasefire deal with Hamas, Israel was supposed to do a prisoner release yesterday, but BBC correspondent Mark Lowen tells us
Israel has suspended the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners, it says indefinitely. So there's been a condemnation by Hamas of what it called a blatant violation of the ceasefire deal, and it said that the criticism of the handover ceremonies was a pretext by Israel to evade its obligations.
Israel says it won't let the prisoners free until Hamas agrees not to parade hostages on stage before they're released. Yesterday, President Trump said he thought Elon Musk was doing a great job in his efforts to slim down the government, but he wanted him to be more aggressive, and Musk apparently followed through.
Federal employees have begun receiving an email with instructions to reply with 5 bullet points about what they accomplished in the last week, with a deadline set for late Monday evening.
It's at CBS's Willie James Inman, who tells us the email also says failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. The 56th NAACP Image Awards were held last night on BET. Former Vice President Kamala Harris was honored with the Chairman's Award.
I grew up inspired by the work of the NAACP.
Dave Chappelle became the first comedian to receive the President's Award.
I won a lot of awards recently, but this one tonight is probably the most special award.
Kiki Palmer was named Entertainer of the Year, and the Wayans family was inducted into the Awards Hall of Fame. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something amazing is happening when power outages strike. Teams are powering through them. That's because CDW Solutions architects are building more resilient IT and electrical infrastructures with Schneider Electric. With EcoCare remote monitoring services and 24/7 support, your organization can do more than keep the lights on. Schneider Electric and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/Schneider Electric.
Ever feel like everything in life is moving at hyperspeed? Slow things down with the all-new Nissan Murano. An unapologetic refuge amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Re-energize with massaging leather-appointed seats to melt away the tension of a busy day. Escape into your favorite music with a Bose premium sound system or set the vibe with ambient mood lighting. Because sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Check out the all-new Nissan Murano at NissanUSA.com.
Panoramic moonroof, ambient lighting, and massaging leather-appointed seats are optional features.
So why is Taylor Swift losing social media followers?
I'm lightning on my feet, and that's what they don't see.
When the camera panned on Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl cheering on her man, instead of the usual cheers for her, she got booed big time. According to gaming site Sports Millions, the fallout was swift, and over 144,000 of her Instagram followers dropped her. While some say the reaction was unnecessary, others, like the secretary of the New York Young Republican Club, told the New York Post, her outspoken political stances are alienating her audience, and the IG drop reflects a growing frustration with woke Hollywood. The big question, though, how does Taylor feel about the Instagram loss? She still has a hefty Instagram following of 282 million. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Morning clouds eventually thinning out in the afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 30s. A light southwest breeze. For tonight, more clouds set to roll in. Lows will bottom out of the upper 20s. Partly sunny and mid-40s Monday. It's 21 at our studios.
Where I wanna go. Yeah, I'm a Bullet Surfer City. Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Smile of rain in the Rain in my shoes,
searching for you.
WRJN. For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. WRJN.
that they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are light. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC is boy just saw the mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mama and the poppers at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the scene.
Stop a new life. Your friend may
things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roamed to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. That she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real. Oh, I guess it to my wife.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night in the hospital, but is still in critical condition fighting pneumonia. Cardinal Timothy Dolan talked about his friend at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York yesterday.
Pope St. John Paul II, he's taught us a lot about strength and weakness. He's taught us a lot about being realistic about your struggles, your health, your aches, your pains and to keep going on. That grit and that resilience is only one of the many lessons that Pope Francis has taught us.
Off to Germany, where voters are heading to the polls today. And CBS's Vicky Barker tells us a far-right party is expected to make big gains.
But all Germany's other political parties have pledged not to share power with the AfD.